The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
So, we're holding 2 days before Tisha B'Av. I want to say some machshavot, some thoughts on preparation for Tisha B'Av. So, we hear sometimes Ashkenazim saying, you know, the Sfadim are so lucky, they don't keep from Rosh Chodesh, we keep only Shavuot Shechalba. And the truth is, this year we hear the Sfadim also a little bit complaining because this is the longest Shavuot Shechalba that we can have. We start from after Shabbat, Motzei Shabbos, and it goes all the way to Thursday night. It's a whole week. So it's not posh, it's very difficult. But the truth is, we have to understand what is the purpose of these halachot, and then we'll understand that really that we've got nothing to complain about. Opposite, Adrabah. So what is the purpose of these halachot? All the halachot of before Mishnichnes, Av, Matan, Besimcha, and all the halachot we have, Shavuot Shechalba, Asur Lesaper, Chabes. The purpose is to be Mishtatef B'Tzara Shel Hashchina. To join in the pain of the Shechina. The Shechina is in pain. Shechinta begaluta. And we have to join in and feel that pain of the Shechina. The Pele Yoetz gives a mashal to what is this comparable to. The Pele Yoetz writes that if a person's father is sitting shiva for a parent, father sitting on the floor, he's crying for his parent. Yeah? A child who loves his father, he will be mishtatav with his tsar. He will come sit next to him and he'll try and join in his pain. Really, the truth is in Shulchan Aruch it's written that any person that is a relative of you that you have to be mit'abel, when he's sitting shiva, you have to sit shiva with him. We don't do it nowadays, but that's what's written in Shulchan Aruch. For this reason. Because how can you see your relative sitting down and in pain and you're not mishtatev with him? The Ribbono Shel Olam is unser Tata. He's our father. Avinu Shebashamayim. Yeah? The Ribbono Shel Olam is in pain. We are now mishtatev. We are feeling, by us keeping these halachot, we don't feel so comfortable. It's the least we can do to join in and feel the pain of the Shechina. So what is causing the Shechina pain? Why has the Shechina got pain? Why is it bitzar? And the answer is, very simply, it's because of us. We read in the Haftarah on Shabbat, the Navi says, Navi Yeshayah, he says that Banim gidalti veromamti vehein pashubi. I brought up children. Gidalti. I brought them up. I raised them. Veromamti, and I elevated them. The Malbim says it's referring to two types of raising. One is physically and one spiritually. Gidalti is the physical. Hashem gives us everything physically, whatever we need. Veromamti, and He gives us spiritual elevation. Behave partially. But what do we do? Instead of appreciating we disregard, we don't return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the chesed that He does to us. And this is the truth, this is the pain, this is the pain of the Shechinah. Because what is the biggest pain that a father can have? A father brings up his children, he gives them gashmi, everything, what they need in a physical sense. He tries to teach them Torah, to keep the mitzvahs. And then when they grow up, v'hei pashubi, they leave the derech, they go somewhere else, they go to strange fields. So, that is the big pain. That's the pain which a father feels. The Rebbe Shalom feels the same pain. As it says in the Pasuk, Hoy goy chote, am keved avon, zera mere'im, banim mashchitim. My children, my sons, mashchitim. They're mushchatim. They're terrible. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, Aval pi she'em mashchitim, hem banim. We're still the children of the Rebbe Shalom. And we're causing the Rebbe Shalom pain. So what is the tikkun? All that we're going through this week, all the halachot, is there for us to feel the tzar of the Shechinah. When we are the tzar, when we can't have showers, when we can't wear clothing, yeah, when we can't cut our hair and trim our beards, it's in order that we should feel that pain. That we shouldn't feel comfortable when the Rebbeinu Shalom is not feeling comfortable. And at the same time, when we feel that, when we go through these halachot, when you go through this period, we have to be thinking, what is the tikkun? What is the tikkun for this? The Pele Yoetz writes, according to our pain, we're giving nachas to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Because through this, we'll be metaken what we need to be metaken. And we'll do whatever we can in order to reduce the tzav of Ibn Shabbashamayim. So the purpose of these halachot is to know that Rebbeinu Shel Olam is in pain. And we should feel that pain. We should be mishtatef in his tzav. And through this, we'll realize things are not as they're supposed to be, and we'll think, what can we do to be metakene? So first of all, I want to quote to you the Gemara Masechet Brachot of Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, it speaks about the Tzav of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Rebbe Elazar says, Shalosh Mishmaot Habe Alayla V'Alkol Mishma Mishma Yosheva Kadosh Baruch V'Shoed Ka'ari. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is shouting like a lion. Shenema Hashem imarom yishag b'ma'on kosho yitzen kolo sha'og yishag al nabeinu. Every night, three times, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is roaring like a lion. Why? Sha'og yishag al nabeinu. He's roaring for the loss of his place, of his palace. The Gemara says further, once, Rabbi Yossi was going in a way, and he came to a place, a churva, and he heard inside that churva a bat called Sheminahemet Kayona, a voice coming out and crying like a dove. Vomet, Oy labanim shebaavonotem echrafti beiti v'sarafti lechali v'glitim lebein haomot. Woe to my children, because of their sins I destroyed my house, and I scattered them amongst the nations. The Bansham's got that tsar, that pain, that he has to send us away. Oy labanim shegalu me'al shulchan avihem. Woe to the children, they were sent away from the table of their father. Does a father like it to send his children away? To close his door on his children? No. But why does he do it sometimes? Because he wants the child to realize the severity. He wants the child to change his ways. He wants him to do teshuva. He wants him to come and say sorry. the Rebbeinu Shlomo is also waiting for us. The Rebbeinu Shlomo feels that tsar, he has to do this. Oy lahem labanim, shebe'avonotem, I had to do this. Hechrafti beiti. So what is the tikkun? What do we have to do? What do we have to be thinking of at this time? The first thing is what the Gemara brings down. The Gemara says, "Ve'lo zu levad b'sha'a she'Yisrael nichnasim lebatei kenesiyot ubatei midrashot midrashot ve'onim yehei shmei hagadol mevorach." HaKadosh Baruch Hu minane roshot ve'omer, Ashrei ha'melech shemekalsim oto bemito kach. Malo le'av sheigla et banav, oy lahem lebanim shegalu ma'ashulchan abihem. When we come to the shuls, and we say it, and we answer the Kaddish, Yehei shemeh rabba mevarach, the Rebbeinu Shalom gets nachas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu minane roshot ve'omer, Ashrei ha'melech shemekalsim oto bemito kach. Happy is the king that they're praising him in this way. The Haimu. When we say Yehei Shemeh Rabba Mevarach, that is a tefillah. We're praying for the Rebbeinu Shalom's name to become great again. Because the Pasuk says, Ki Yad Al Kesia She'en Shemo Shalem Ve'en Kiseh Shalem. The Rebbeinu Shalom's name is not complete and his throne is not complete. Hashem's name is only Yud K. It's not complete. The Shechina is not revealed. But we daven, yeah. When we say the Kaddish, we daven Yehei, may it be Shemeh, the Shem Yud K Rabbah. It should become great again. It should become Yud K Vav K. That is the tefillah that we daven for the Geula, for the Mashiach. So the Rebbeinu Shalom says, when you say that tefillah, I feel better. Ashrei HaMelech. So the first tikkun is tefillah. Yeah? Tefillah, to be mitpalel, to be mechaven better in all these tefillot, which we davening for the galut of the kedusha of the Rebbeinu Shalom. V'haya Hashem lemelech al kol ha'aretz v'yom ahu yeh Hashem echad v'shmo echad. He will have one name, the name Shem Yudkei. Yudkei Vavkei, the full name of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's what we're davening for. We should be mechaven more when we say in Shemoneh Esra, the brachot of the first part of Shemoneh Esra, the person davens for this world, but the future, the coming Mashiach, that's the second half of Shemoneh Esra, the person should be mechaven more in these brachot at this time. And obviously when he answers Kaddish and he says Yehei Shemei Rabbah, I should know what he's saying. We're asking for Rebbeinu Shalom's name to become great again. We should have kavanah to when we say these words. Tefillah. That's the first thing. If we don't mitpalel, means we don't really, we're not bothered about it. We don't really care about it. Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchot Tisha B'Av, when it brings down all the halachot of Tisha B'Av, Tafkuf Nun Dalet, at the end, right at the very end of all the halachot of Tisha B'Av, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kol ha'ochel v'shoteh b'tisha B'Av, eino ro'eh b'simchat Yerushalayim. It's a halacha. It's not something that the Rebbeinu Shalom is punishing us. It's a simple halacha. If a person eats and drinks on Tisha B'Av, we're not talking about a person who's a choyle, a regular guy who can fast, and he eats and drinks Tisha B'Av means he doesn't care. It doesn't bother him. He doesn't feel the pain of the Shekhinah. Such a person ain't the ro'eh b'simchat Yerushalayim. He won't see it. Because if he doesn't want to see it, the Rebbeinu Shalom won't force him. It's a simple middah keneged middah. So, by us keeping these halachot, and be mishtatef in the tzar of the Shechina, and thinking about this tikkun that we mentioned, of davening for the the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will become big again, to be done for this. Etzemach David Avdecha Merat Hatzmiach. That way, that is a very big tikkun. That way be able to mitaken and we're giving nachas to the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu's happy that we're feeling his pain and we're doing something about it, whatever we can do. When we say, when we do a mitzvah, before any mitzvah which you do, before you do that mitzvah, you say, L'shem yichud kutsha berichu shchimte v'tchi luchim luchim li'achad ha'shem yudke bevavke. What does that mean? The shem yudke is what we have now. But by doing
Kol Halashon,
the mitzvah, by doing an additional mitzvah properly, we're causing the Shem Yudke to be joined together with the Shem, with the name Vavke. Bichuda Shalem, it becomes a complete name, Yudke Vavke. So we're helping to bring, we're helping for the Shechina to come back to its rightful place. That's the first point. That's the first tikkun that we can make. There is another tikkun that I want to mention. Says in the Novi, it's actually the last Nevuah, which is written by the Novi Malachi. Veshavtem uritem, ben tzaddik lerasha, ben oved Elohim la'asher lo avado. You will see the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha. A person is oved Elohim and a person is not oved Elohim. So, Hashem is going to show us before Mashiach comes. It's talking about the last Nevuah before Mashiach comes. Before Hinei Anochi Sholeach Lachem Tilya Navi. Hashem is going to show us who is those Ben Oved Elohim LaShem Avado. Who is the ones who serve Him and who is the ones who don't serve Him? We're talking about people, both of them keep the Torah. It doesn't say that there's Ben Tzadik LeRasha. That's one thing. Hashem will show us who the tzaddik is, the rasha. That's the person who doesn't keep the mitzvahs. But here it says, ben oved elohim la'asher lo avado. It doesn't serve him. But they're both keeping the mitzvahs. So what are we talking about here? Who is this person who is oved elohim and who's this person asher lo avado? Lamid daiti, pshat is as follows. We, and how is the bunch going to do this? Shavtem Uritem, Hashem's going to show us. How's he going to show us? We all keep. We all shomri. But not everyone keeps the same way. Most of us, we keep what's called mitzvah anashim milumada. We're just keeping it just out of habit. Because we're used to it, we were brought up like this. So we go through one day after another day, we do everything. But we're doing it out of habit. That's not a real Oved Elohim. That's not a person who's serving the Rebbeinu Shalom. A person serving the Rebbeinu Shalom, he knows what he's doing, and he's doing with Kavana, and he's doing with Cheshek, and he's doing with Ratzon, and he puts all his Koiches into it. So you've got two people, both of them are Shomrim. But this one is Oved Elohim. He does it happily, he does it with Simcha, he does it with Cheshek. And the other one, not Avado, he does it, but he's not doing it as a servant of the Rebbeinu Shalom. He's not doing it with pleasure. He's not doing it in the right way. He's doing it just out of habit, out of rote. So how is the Rebbeinu Shalom going to show us? Who is this one and who is this one? The Rebbeinu Shalom makes a lockdown. And for a few months, we can't go to shul. We can't daven. We can't go to yeshiva. We can't go to schools. Right? Basically, Hashem makes a new mitzvot. A new situation, a new lifestyle. Then He takes it away and we can go back again. We can go back to shul, go back to school, go to yeshiva, go back to shiurim. But now, it's not the same mitzvot anymore. Why? Because we got used to a new mitzvah. We got used to a new style, a new lifestyle. A lifestyle where it doesn't matter if we don't daven b'minyan. It doesn't matter if we don't hear shir. It doesn't matter if we don't go to yeshiva. Now, the Bashem says, let us see. Now I can show you who is the Oved Elohim and who is the Lo Avad. Who is the real person who is Oved Elohim? The person who is a real Oved Elohim, he can't wait to get back to his Seder. He can't wait to get back as it was. He can't wait to come to Tefillah. He can't wait to go to Shurim. He can't wait to do all the things that he needs to do. Besimcha. He's waiting for it. That's an Oved Elohim. But the Lo Avado, the one who is only doing it out of rote, because he was in the habit of doing it, now his habit has changed. He's no longer in the habit. He's happy. It's a freedom. So I want to read you out something. One of the rabbis of the wider community said the following. Many congregants feel there are better ways of engaging rather than sitting in a room together. They began to feel, I'm happier without being in a room together. Happier rather than being in a shul. I'm happy. I can engage with the Rebbe in another way. I managed till now. Some people, he added, just won't come back to shul services. There are some shuls going to close down. Why? People are not going to come back to services anymore. They have got out of the habit or learned to appreciate the silence of prayer in a solitary setting. They've got out of the habit of coming to shul. They've got used to a new metzias. I can daven without going to shul. What's wrong? It's quite nice, actually. Lots of people, and he said, the days of long synagogue services for Ashkenazi communities are over. Lots of people have said they miss coming to shul, but there's something to be said for davening at home for 1 hour versus being in shul for 2.5 hours. Yeah? If a person feels Ikul Beis HaMedrash, Kasher Alav, he's not Ovedek. The Pasuk says, Ashrei Yoshve Beitecha. Happy is the person who sits in the house of Hashem. What does that mean? Let's think, what does that mean? The Shulchan Aruch writes, if a person has to go and call someone out from the shul, you're not allowed to enter the shul unless you want to daven and you want to learn. But you want to call someone. Or you need to pick something up which you left behind in the shul. So you can't just come into the shul, take what you want, and go out. So what's the answer? Shulchan Aruch says, either you say a pasuk, or you ask someone there to tell you a pasuk. And if you don't know, there's no one there to tell you a pasuk, what should you do? Just sit down. That is also a mitzvah. Just sit in shul. That's also a mitzvah because it says, Ashrei Yoshve Beitecha. Yeah? Just staying in shul is a devout gezach. And Oved Elohim feels that he's happy when he's able to stay in shul a bit longer. The halacha says, when you go to shul, you have to run. And when you leave shul, you have to go slowly. Why? To show that Yetziya Beis HaMedrash Kasher Alai. It's difficult for me to leave the Mokum Kodesh. I want to be in the place where there's Ashras HaShchina. I want to be in the Mikdash Me'at. That is the difference. This is what the Rebbeinu is showing us. Between Oved Elohim, Lashir Avad. Who is the one who really is an Oved Elohim? Who is the one who wants to be serving the Ribbono Shel Olam? Who is the one who wants to be in the place where the Shechinah is? He'll come back to his Seder. He'll run back. he'll be much more. He'll be much happier. He'll do the mitzvah much happier even. Because he missed it. And who's the one who didn't? Who's not Oved Elokim? The one who says, look, I appreciate now not davening with Mevinim. I appreciate davening now in a different way. I don't want to be in Shabbos anymore in Shufa. Why should I be there for 2.5 hours when I can be there for 1 hour and do the same thing more or less? So I want to tell you that you think this is from the wider community. But one of my Balabatim told me that he saw one of his friends, Ingerman, he's still davening in the street. So he went up to him, don't you miss davening in Shul? The shuls are open now. You're allowed to daven in shul. Don't you miss davening shul? He said, actually, no. They prefer to daven in the street. Why? It's easier. You can come when you want. You can go when you want. There's no rav looking at you. No one's looking at you. Yeah? You can go on your phone if you want to. There's no pressure. It's a new word now, modern word. No pressure. That is from Haim Shayidin. What's going on now in front of us? And another Balabas told me that his wife is a bit upset. Why is she upset? Because she's used to him now being at home. And being at home in the evenings. But now he's going to Mincha Maariv, he's going to Shum. She's a bit upset now. What does that mean? What does that mean? We've got used to a new Metzius. Means that our habit has changed. We've got used to a new habit. Memela, unfortunately, yeah, we don't appreciate anymore. Because what we did before was not out of appreciation, it was only out of habit. Now we've got used to a new habit. We're fine with it. And that's what the Torah is saying over here. That's what the Navi is saying. Before Mashiach comes, Hashem is going to show us who's the Oved Elohim and who's the Lo Abado. Who's the person who is the real Emes Nika Oved Elohim? That he can't get enough of it. He missed it so strongly that he wants to come back and he wants to do it much, much better. He appreciates much more what it means to come to Shul, what it means to daven Dominion, what it means to say, to answer Kadeshim, what it means to daven, what it means to learn in Betzibah. He missed it. And now when he comes back, he'll do it. B'yeta se'et, b'yeta oz. So that is what we have to take with us now in this time. Yeah? As we're coming to Tisha B'Av, yeah, just to sum up, we shouldn't feel that these halachas that we're going through, this is a burden on us. These halachas, we should feel we want to do it. Why? Because the shchina's in pain. We should feel the tzar of the shchina. We should want to be mishtatif in the tzar of the shchina. We should feel that the shchina's upset with us because the Shchina had to send us away. We should feel we are the bonim mashkitim. And we want to make a tikkun. We want to say sorry. How do we say sorry? So I'm suggesting to you two ways. Number one, tefillah. We, through being misfallow for the glory of HaKadosh Baruch to come back, to return of the Shchina to its rightful place, that's one way. That's one way we can please our Father. And second way is to show that we are really of the Elohim. We are emesnika. We're not doing just out of habit. We really mean it. How we show that? By coming back. B'yeta se'et b'yeta oz. To be more medaktik. On Kovod Beis HaMedrash. Everyone should learn Simon Kufnun Aleph. It's a mamash atiyuv to learn it. Simon Kufnun Aleph and Shulchan Aruch. Old Simon. Kovod Beis HaMedrash. To feel a hagdosha in the house of Hashem. Asher Yoshve Beitecha, in your house. Vani Berov Chaslecha Avo Beitecha, we come into your house. learning shiurim, keeping up one's seder in the proper way, encouraging the ladies to understand the chashivas, what the Gemara says in Brachas, the Gemara says, what benoshi b'mai zachyan, what is the zechuyas of the women? Because they send their children to, they take their children, they're waiting for their husbands to come back to the Beis HaMedrash. To appreciate what it means, mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, Torah, and Bez Hashem, at the day Zed, we will be bechlal those who call on it Abed Yerushalayim, zoche ve'roe b'simchata, amen, kei yiratzon.
Amen. Amen.
We got minyan.
Yeah.
Bichanal min hakashar b'tzal. What's the name? If you have to bow in the next week, shnema. Now, I pray some months to call your deed, to run your deed, kadal, kadash, merabba.
Amen.
Ya amad, berachi, yukeh, yadich, matukeh, yatsma, kanev, yikarev, yishikhev. Amen. Chayi, kol biyom, kol chayi, kol beit Yisrael, ba'ad, ala bizman, karib, ve'ingru, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. נשתבח ויתבע ותרומה ונעשה ונדע ותעלה ותעליו שמחתם שעבריפו אי נעמדו בחדה שידעת שמחתה ונחמתה דה ונדעת שמחתה ונדעת על ישראל ורבנם ועצה מדהום ועקות המדדת מדהום נשתידה דיבורה וקדישתה דיברת ונדעת ונדעת
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.